Well, it's a very huge concern that not just us, but a number of civil society organizations and activists in the country have been having for some time now, since the inception of this administration. The human rights indices of this country keeps dropping, other development indices keeps dropping, and we are facing, you know, a major crisis now in a huge gap between development and also the ability for citizens to be able to express themselves without fear for their lives. Recently, a number of groups have come up to campaign for the government to begin to fix the challenges confronting the people. Unfortunately, these campaigns have been met with brute force by the military and also other security agencies, most of which have turned bloody. And so we are very much concerned, because if you look around us, threats of insurgency surrounding us from Burkina Faso, from Mali, from Cote d'Ivoire, from Togo, and all of these places. And so we are quite worried that considering all these threats around us, the government will want to take some of these approaches in dealing with citizens who go out to protest for their freedoms, for their rights to express themselves, and for the ability to demand accountability from their government.
Mr. Thompson, I understand you, but the government is of the view that although the citizens have a right to freely express their opinion, freely demonstrate or assemble as enshrined in the Constitution, Ghana, just like any other country, faces the global coronavirus pandemic. And therefore, we are not in normal times to congregate in large numbers, which will be a harbinger or a perfect place for the disease to spread. There has to be a balance, don't you think so?
Yes, of course. But hypocrisy in the government's position is very, 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 very frightening. Because when the government itself is seen publicly engaging in public activities with huge crowds gathering, recently the president was on a trip in the north of the country where school children who were in the classroom learning were gathered in huge crowds to come and cheer the president. If you compare this with the narrative that because of coronavirus, people can gather and protest, people can gather to cheer the president on, then I think it's a bit hypocritical on the government to assume some of these things. And not just that, a number of things. There have been parties and all that. And so once coronavirus did not bring an end to our democracy and our ability to go to the ballot and cast our vote, why should it be, you know, a stumbling block for people exercising the right which the democracy grants them? And that's what our concerns are. But I think that how government has met these protests and these criticisms is also quite profound, which the international community must pay attention to. Because when people, young people go out to protest and the government send military men to go and shoot them and kill some and injure many, then what you do is that you incite a number of the young people to also go out and attack the military and attack other security agencies.
Your group is saying that the government is using the military or deploying the military, and sometimes citizens find it intimidating and oppressive. But others are saying that the military personnel are just supporting the police to enforce law and order. And the Constitution provides for the president as the commander-in-chief to assign any responsibility to the military as he deems fit. And so if there's any unruly people who are trying not to obey the law, then the military can support the police to enforce the law, to ensure law and order, and not a degeneration of the Ghanaian society. What say you?
Well, I don't see which part of this provision that gives the military and the police the authority to do peacekeeping or to do riot control, gives them the authority to shoot and kill people. Just a few days ago, young people protesting in Edra over an activist who was murdered in cold blood were met with the military and shot into a huge, you see the military squatting and shooting into huge crowds, killing two people and injuring thousands of others. I mean, how can we say this is a democracy? Is this a democracy which Ghana has been enviable for in the South region? Is this why Ghana has been, you know, has been labeled as a gateway to Africa, as buffer in the South region? No.